We have all seen it. A dog who won't go anywhere without its well-slobbered, stuffed toy. Does nature experience sentimental attachment? Today, Jane Andrews ponders, what would you grab if you only had a couple of hours? This is A Walk in the Park.
I have seen a lot of needless waste lately. Too much. Although with time, things age and deteriorate, with proper care, some things can be made like new. In rescuing a few worn items from the foreclosed home my relatives owned, I came to appreciate the concept of recovery and restoration. I couldn't save everything. I was powerless to prevent its demise, and I watched as items of my past circled the drain. I was asked if I would like to have a pair of lamps that belonged to my grandmother. They were porcelain candlestick lamps with torn shades. The lamps were so covered in grime that you couldn't make out the design. Without hesitation, I accepted them, threw out the shades, and packed the lamps in my mother's aprons that were torn to shreds. There were a number of things that I was given to rescue, a platter here, an ashtray there, each with a story of its relevance in my life. Tender memories are attached to those items, even if those items are just to remind me of the resilience I had to survive. I remember those lamps on my grandmother's dressing table, along with her powder and her perfumes. I couldn't wait to restore those pieces, as I took apart the lamp works like an archaeological find. I ordered all new lamp parts to replace everything too old and outdated, and then I went about cleaning off the grime. With dishwashing liquid, water, and an old used toothbrush, I saw before me the porcelain transform back to its original luster, gold and colors I never knew were there. At a hardware store, I was practically given two new lampshades that had become dirty from neglect, and I was able to clean them and match the shades perfectly with the restored lamps. In nature, some birds and other animals may surround themselves and gift their mates with things that are meaningful to them. There are not many things in life that we can save from ruin, but when we can, I know that for me, taking the time to restore something old into something new is very healing.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.